I've interviewed other translators before, but if someone like, oh, say Sheila Fishman in Montreal, who does French-English translations, if she gets stuck with something, she can always call up the French author and say, what exactly do you, what's the nuance of this? Homer is not, as far as I know, online or available by phone.
Well, that's actually a very interesting question, because I do find when I'm translating that I'm constantly talking to the authors and, you know, asking their permission to do this and do that. But the curious thing is that some of them, and Homer's among them, don't bother to answer. I mean, he sort of is very lofty and Olympian and says, well, you go figure it out. What are you doing translating me anyway? Whereas others, I mean, I've translated a lot of Aristophanes, and he's much more agreeable. His reply is always, well, if it works on the stage and it's funny, then go with it. So it's very interesting in translation that you do enter into a conversation with the author, and even if it's sometimes very one way, but it's one of the great attractions of it to me. You're entering into the imagination of someone, or you're trying to, and you do run across a lot of questions, and you get various responses. And as I say, that's one of the pleasures of it. And sometimes, of course, it's some of the frustrations of it, because sometimes you're just not sure.
I'm shocked to have to confess this, but it was the first time I think I'd actually read an unabridged version of either the Iliad or the Odyssey. And in the original Greek, would it have been a rhyming poem or more of a blank verse?
I don't think we actually know much about how it would have sounded. There have been attempts, except we know for sure it would have sounded very strange to us. There have been attempts made, and you can hook them up on the internet and get some samples, of what it would have been like to listen to this poem in Greek with someone reciting it. But I don't think there's anything in our experience that would quite allow us to say we had experienced that, and how we would access that, I don't know. So you have to make the decision, I think, that, okay, I'm writing, this translation is for somebody who's reading it.
Is it difficult to find that balance between, am I keeping the poetry and I'm making it clear?
That may be in part a reaction to a youth of reading translations of classics in school, which were hopelessly difficult and unnecessarily difficult in English. I think too often, many translations of the classics, the English gets rather garbled and difficult to follow. And certainly, occasionally, students will develop certain hostility to the classics simply because they're difficult to read. So I suppose in my translations, I am subconsciously or not striving against that. And certainly the most frequent comment I have about my translations is that they are clear. And many teachers, especially high school teachers, are very grateful for that, because they say too many of their students are put off by more difficult English, more garbled English. I should stress, though, that my translations, the one thing I really do strive for, are very accurate. The clarity doesn't come at any loss of accuracy. So, I mean, some people say, oh, I like your simplified translation. And I always cringe a bit at that adjective, because they're not simplified in the sense of dumbing down Homer.
You've done Homer, you've done Sophocles, you've done Aristophanes. Is there somebody that it's just a joy to translate because they're easy, they're fun, somehow you can just get into how their head worked?
Oh, I think for me, Aristophanes is the great favorite, possibly because I used to write satirical musical dramas, and I really like how his imagination works and the tremendous range that he has from being very serious and very moral to being just totally obscene, and then all sorts of very crude comic business, and then you get great lyric moments, and underlying it all is this great moral seriousness. I find Aristophanes, though it's often very difficult, it's more difficult than Homer, certainly, but I find it a real delight. His imagination to me is far more accessible in terms of getting into a conversation with him than, say, Homer. So he's a favorite. And then I've translated some German. I like Nietzsche because Nietzsche's a real challenge because his tone is always changing, and you've got to figure out whether he's being funny or serious or sarcastic or what. How am I supposed to interpret this statement? Because he's not going to help you figure out exactly what he means. So those kinds of things are delightful, where you're engaged with somebody really interesting and ambiguous, and you have to work your way through and try and catch the right tone in the right language, not knowing for certain if that is exactly what the author meant.
The Iliad, the Odyssey, Oedipus, and the works of Aristophanes, amazing 40-odd works translated by Ian Johnston, and Iliad, Odyssey, and Sophocles, all published by Richer Resources Publications.